Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department have released details related to the shooting that occurred in the 3200 block of Pine Street this afternoon. Investigators with the District Attorney's Office were following up on a homicide investigation at a Pine Street residence when a man emerged from the house with an assault rifle. The man opened fire and DA investigators returned fire, striking the man. He was then arrested and transported to the hospital for surgery, and he is expected to survive his injuries. No one else was injured in the shooting. The critical incident response team and other agencies responded to the scene to assist, and the investigation into the shooting is being jointly led by a county sheriff and a Eureka Police investigator. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office identified the body that was discovered on Alder Point Road last week as that of a 71-year-old male. The body was discovered by a passerby in the 7000 block of Alder Point Road near Garberville, and law enforcement say the man had been deceased 24 to 48 hours prior. A fingerprint test as well as an autopsy have already been conducted, and the identity of the victim remains withheld at this time. The investigation into the death is ongoing. At the County Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, Philip Smith Haynes attended his final meeting as the County Administrative Officer. Smith Haynes submitted his letter of resignation to the board in mid-December to accept the CAO position in his hometown in Ellis County based in Kansas, and at the time he gave your reporter a simple explanation for his decision to return home, family. Smith Haynes began his career with Humboldt County in April of 2005 and was hired as the County Administrative Officer in 2009. He was credited with guiding the county through some very difficult fiscal times, and the county issued a proclamation to Smith Haynes honoring his work. The Board of Supervisors unanimously approved to pass the medical marijuana land use ordinance at their meeting, bringing a fully packed chamber to applause this afternoon. After spending the earlier part of the month hammering out the remaining details for the land use ordinance, the supervisors were able to approve it before the March 1st deadline. The land use ordinance will regulate the commercial cultivation, processing, manufacturing, and distribution of medical marijuana within the county. The ordinance will also coincide with Senate Bill 643 and Assembly Bills 266 and 243, which were passed in September of 2015. The Arcata Mill is set to shut down. Dan Squire has more.
Sierra Pacific Industries has announced that it will close down the Arcata Mill on the Samoa Peninsula permanently, a move that will affect jobs for more than 120 employees. In a press release, Sierra Pacific said it's uneconomical to keep the Arcata site up and running, and that the company has been barging in logs from inland California and Washington, but that strategy is not sustainable. The company said that employees will have a chance to relocate and accept positions at other company locations, including a new mill being built in Washington. A Sierra Pacific spokesman said in a statement that flat home sales, increased lumber imports, and a fall off in local timber sales have led to the decision to close the mill.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This afternoon, the sheriff's office issued a missing persons report for 37-year-old Lucas Blake Williams, who has been missing since October. Blake Williams was last seen being dropped off at the administrative building at the College of the Redwoods campus and has not been heard from since. Anyone with information regarding Blake Williams' whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. Lawmakers for coastal communities affected by the long delay in the opening of the commercial crab fishing season have asked Governor Jerry Brown to declare a state of emergency. State Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood signed the letter, and Wood, a member of the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, said that the ongoing postponement of the crab season is another huge blow in what has been an incredibly difficult year for the fishing industry. McGuire said that crab fishermen are experiencing devastating losses that can't be recouped due to the collapse of the fall salmon season and the unprecedented delay in the opening of the crab season. The crab season has been off limits due to the elevated levels of the neurotoxin domoic acid, accompanied by warmer than normal ocean waters. Measure Z is now in its second year, and the Citizens Advisory Committee opened the application period for residents or agencies that have project ideas related to aiding public safety. The deadline to apply for Measure Z funding is February 19th, and the committee will then review the applications at their meeting held in March. Last year, Measure Z Revenue funded 15 projects after 24 agencies submitted over 24 applications. For more information on how to apply, you can contact county officials. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.